Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
EQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, Intruder Alert. EQ 3, Intruder Alert.
You see, when I get a doorman, I get a doorman. Nobody's getting through. I don't care what you're selling, what you're doing. I don't care. I don't care if you're selling gift wrap for your school or if you're selling soap products, you're not getting through. Anyway, good evening and welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I am Madam Perry, your host and cruise director for the evening, or you can also call me Jennifer Perry. And I am so delighted to have a dear friend of mine back here again. And by the way, for everybody that's been listening and following along, I know you have because my numbers have been out of sight lately of listeners. I just want to say this has been so much fun with the last guest. So if you're listening live right now, please click on Blog Talk Radio. Please click that follow button so you'll always know who is coming soon. So one thing, sometimes I'll have a guest on. I'll put it out. I'll put it on Reddit, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Facebook, everywhere. And then there's always somebody that's going to come up and say, "Oh, I wish I'd known about that. Why didn't you tell me?" You know, and I put it everywhere. So if you click follow there, or if you follow on iTunes or Stitcher, you won't miss anything. Because I've had so many cool guests. Like what last night we had Rudy Sarzo, the bassist for he played with Blizzard of Oz, Quiet Riot, Whitesnake, and we were talking about his book Off the Rails. It was just about mostly his tour when he joined Blizzard of Oz, and his good friend Randy Rhoads, you know, the guitar player, had died during that part of that tour. So we talked about that. Before we had Holly Overton, who, if you know, a TV show called Shadowhunters, she writes for that. And if you've ever watched Cold Case, she wrote for that show too and several others. But she's got a book called Baby Doll out, and it's very suspenseful novels, and we've had a lot of fun. Coming up soon, we got, let's see, next week, I've got, on Tuesday, I have he's a former British race car driver and suspense author now, Simon Wood. You don't want to miss that. Simon Wood is so much fun. And then on Wednesday, he's a historian. He's author of a couple of novels, but we're going to be talking about his book called The Fight for the Four Freedoms, and that is Harvey J. Kay. And hope you'll tune in, because as you know, you can always call in and comment or talk with a guest or ask questions. So, yeah, Tuesday night, Simon Wood. Yeah, you can ask him about his books. You can ask him about driving a race car or bicycling, which he does. Harvey J. Kay. And let's see, who else will be coming soon? Daryl Rhoads, a musician and comic. Phoebe Legere, Sonia Lee. Everybody's coming to Madam Perry's Playhouse. And one of the reasons why is because of what a good show this is tonight. Because a very dear friend of mine has put this together. He's put this whole project together. If you know me, then you know this gentleman. His name is Joey Stuckey. He's a musician, producer, and the owner of Shadow Sound Studios. And once again, it is time. If you were here last year about this time, you'll know about the Making Music CD Volume 1. Well, he's back with Volume 2, and it's got a Mack truck full of talent on it. Joey Stuckey, welcome to Madam Perry Salon once again.
Always a pleasure, my friend. It's good to be with you.
It's delightful to have you here, as always. You know, you've been here so many times. You're just such a it's sort of like you've got frequent flyer miles here. You've got your own cushion here in the genie bottle. And
that's right. Mine's the one with all the tassels. I know how to find it.
That's true. That's true. So thank you so much. You know, you've been on the show with so many things, like when we had the first Make of Music and then work that you've done. You've been so busy. And right now, since you're the only one here in the genie bottle, I'm just going to take a time just to plug everything you've been doing, especially this year. This year you have put out, you've been so prolific in the work you've put out. You did the Ladies of the South CD. And
yeah.
You had the Shadow Bandits. You have a, Ladies of the South is all women who are around the South of different genres and fantastic. And one of the songs on that is also part of your Shadow Bandits project, and that is you know I love a lot of music, but you know I love 80s music. So tell us about the coup. You were in England. I mean, you were in England, the UK, and one of the things there is you were working with a college about adaptive technology for the blind, some really cool stuff.
Right.
And then you met some musicians. So I'm going to let you tell us who they are and what you did.
Yeah. So last year I was in the UK for about 10 days, I think it was, and we decided, I was over there primarily speaking at University College of London and talking about adaptive technology and, a lot about how you live a life as a visually impaired musician, but also really sort of my subtext all that was how to make music accessible for everyone. Because whether you want to be, I've decided to take sort of a difficult path of being a full-time musician, making money through only music. And that's a tough road. It's not everybody, wants to do that or can do that. A lot of people want to do music and their parents, sort of disavow them of the illusion that they can make money at it. I'll never forget when I was dating in my 20s, I thought, I've got two major strikes against me. I'm blind and I'm a musician, and all these girls' parents are not wanting me to date them. But it's a tough road. And so, whether people want to do music full time or if they just want it for therapeutic usages or if they just want it for, a hobby. I just think everybody needs to have access to that. And so we were really working on how to do that. But the other thing that came of that visit, we decided to release the Blind Man Driving single, which was the official theme song at the conference I was speaking at University College of London. And, I played a couple of gigs while I was over there. I like to work. So a friend of a friend, it's so weird how this happened. A friend of mine said, hey, I want to introduce you to my buddy who's over there, and he's going to come out and see you play at one of the places we were playing, that I was playing. I did just a solo guitar, vocal thing. And his friend emailed me at the last minute, said, hey, I can't make it, but I'm sending my cousin to see you. Okay. So I meet his cousin, and we just instantly became friends, and his name is Charlie Hoskins, and Charlie was a member of a band called The Popes and has ties to a lot of other bands as well. But he and I just really started just gelling, and we just said, man, we want to write together, we need to record together, we need to do something, but it just never worked out, really. And so sadly, around the early part of this year, my dad had a heart attack and my wife got sick and things were just really hard. And so I was sticking closer to home and kind of lightened my schedule up a little bit. And it allowed the positive of all that was that it allowed Charlie and I to finally start working together. And he brought along a couple of mates of his, Will Morrison from a band called Modern English, who had some wonderful, wonderful music. And also one of Charlie's friends, Paul McGinnis, who played in a band called The Pogues. And so we started working together. And the first song we wrote together as a group was for a female artist. And I said, guys, I love this song, but I'm just not sure what we can do with it. We got to think of what we can do with this song. And so what happened was I said, wait a minute. I know so many incredible female artists that I've produced over the past 6-7 years. Put them all together in a compilation, and share their music that way. And whether people, I don't get involved in politics. I let my music say whatever I have to say. But whether you were a fan of Hillary Clinton or not, the fact of the matter is that this year in particular has brought focus to all the amazing things that women do and can do. And so I just thought it was in the zeitgeist. It was just the right time to do it. And then I'm not really able to sing like a woman. Although Charlie told me the first thing he said to me was, "Hey, my superpower is I can sing like a girl," and he really can. It's amazing. His backup vocal, he is the best backup vocalist I've ever heard. And so, but I chose longtime friend of yours and mine, Sue Wilkinson, who's just a Georgia treasure, to sing the lead vocal track on this Shadow Bandits track. So the name of the side project originally was going to be the Shadow Bandits. We all have gotten together and talked, and Charlie has said, you know, I really would prefer it to be Joey Stuckey and the Shadow Bandits. I want to put your name out front, because for all the male vocals, I'll be singing, you know, I'm singing lead. And so we've actually sort of changed the name to that, but it doesn't really matter. But yeah, the Shadow Bandits are on there, and a good friend of ours also, yours and mine, is Kim Meeks, and she's on the record too, and she's absolutely fantastic. Her sister's an amazing author. So it's just incredible music, and we have gotten so many good reviews and so much airplay over that CD. And the good thing about it is this compilation, I was able to work out a deal with the artist where they also – it's not just a promotional tool, but it's also they get paid when we sell them. So, you know, that's usually the compilations, and that's not the case. Most of the time you have to pay to be part of a compilation. But in this case, I was able to – yeah, so I was able to work that out, which makes everybody a winner. Now – We've actually had some good success with selling the CDs and everything like that, not as much as I'd like, but if anyone's out there and they want to check out ladiesofthesouthmusic.com, you will be able to check out all the incredible press that we've gotten from this, from radio, like your show, to local TV stations, to many, many articles and reviews. And what's so fun about the project is that there's really something on it for everyone. It's everything from pop to country, to rock. It has a little something for everybody. And, of course, some people will have some songs they like better and some songs they don't like as well. And that's the nature of a compilation that happens because, you know, it's sort of a multiple-genre kind of thing. And so that happens. But I did work very hard to sequence. A lot of people don't sequence albums anymore, which, you know, I sort of a lost art these days, and they don't care which order they put the songs in. But even though a lot of people just go and buy their favorite song and don't buy the whole album these days, I still sequence my songs very carefully. And I feel like if you listen from the beginning to the end, you get a really great experience on that record. So it's incredible. And by the way, Charlie and I have continued writing together. We've almost got 10 more songs written, and we will have something out. I'm not sure when, but between 2017 and 2018, we'll have that project out. I've got to tell you that the thing about Charlie is that's so exciting writing with him is he puts me in the place that I normally wouldn't go. So he helps stretch me, and that's the thing that I love. Somebody asked me recently, how do you prevent writer's block? And I've always said, well, I have a pretty I'm rather verbose, and I really don't have a hard time expressing myself. So writer's block is not something I've ever suffered from, but I will say that the way that I stay fresh and keep from getting stale is by very carefully selecting, co-writers and occasionally writing with someone else because they bring that extra flavor. And Charlie, you know, this is not uber accurate, but, you know, what I do is a little more pop friendly and a little bit more like the Beatles, and what he does naturally is a little bit more like the Rolling Stones, which is more of a visceral reaction, you know, more of something you feel. And the Beatles, you feel too, but I'm saying they were a little bit more pop sensibilities, and the Rolling Stones had a little bit more of the rock sensibilities. And us together, man, I'm telling you, some of the songs rewritten are some of the best work I've done. I mean, it's really incredible. I wish I could play for you some of that, but I've got a new EP out, called Six String Soldier, and it's all about music being the thing that's kept my family together, not together per se, like separating, but I mean together, like, you know, positive over the last several months where we've had so much illness in the family. So I call it Six String Soldier, and the song that Charlie and I wrote on there, which will also be included in the Shadow Bandits album when that comes out, is called All Roads Lead to a Broken Heart. So if you get a chance, you can check that out as well.
Oh, you know, I definitely will because I know that Ladies of the South CD, you know, you're talking about sequencing, because that was such an important thing. You know, when albums were put out on vinyl or even on CD, they were sequenced. They were put to tell a story, to create a mood and take you from here to there to there, like when you do a set list, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, with vinyl, people were too lazy to get up and change the, you know, move the needle. That was the big thing, I think. But with and as a blind person, it's a terrible idea to ask me to move the needle, because your record will never be the same. But it's true. I mean, the thing is, so many people don't – used to be you'd invite – when I was a kid, and I mean, this was like, you know, the 80s, but when I was a kid, you'd invite your friends over and you'd sit down and listen to the album together. You know, you'd sit down and listen to it. And that didn't happen much anymore.
On a recent show, the guest was Dr. Randy Blazak. And Randy Blazak, who used to live in around Atlanta, he's a sociologist, but he also monitors and studies hate crime groups. Information and research, And when he came on, one of his old friends from Atlanta, a very popular musician from the group called the Night Porters, was Ray D'Africo. And so Ray was on the show with us too, talking. And they were talking about the excitement, that the things that people don't get now, the excitement of getting a record, because there was a scarcity of it. And two, you know, you had to go. And sometimes you just go to the record store and just stand and look and look and look at all the music. And there's, you know, will they have it? Will they get it? Is it new? Does somebody else have it? And then you had the joy of getting together with friends to listen to a record that they don't have now. You know, when you went to visit somebody, or say if you had to meet somebody, you met somebody brand new, maybe you were going with your parents to somebody they knew, and they had those people had a child that was near your age, you know, son, daughter, you know, what do you do? That was always like, that was always the icebreaker, you know. Well, you want to go to my room, listen to some records. Yeah, what have you got?
And
it was a social.
That's true. You know, Kim Meeks, who is on the Ladies of the South, and also was on the first Making Music Volume 1, she used to work at one of the record stores I used to go to when I first moved to Macon, like the early 90s. And we just, you know, I used to go there and say, hey, Kim, you know, what's good right now? You know, what are you listening to? Okay, I'll try it, you know. And you used to expect people at the local record store to know what was good. And you would go in and talk to them about what was good. And that's the other thing that's kind of sad. If I go to Best Buy, they cannot tell me what's good. They don't know. It's just something on a shelf.
And that's what they've got. Well, you know, like you said, Kim Meeks, who was a great songwriter, and she's getting out. And I guess she's been playing in Atlanta. She's been playing at a jazz club in Greenville, South Carolina. She's getting out. And she also has a 4-song EP, Forget Me Not, that you produced as well. But she has such a interesting knowledge horizon of the different kinds of acts, songs in her set list. I think that's probably why. I remember when I was...
Oh, I love her set list.
We did
a show together. We've been reunited since the Making Music CD Volume 1, and she's always was someone that I really liked, but she's become a really, really, really dear friend. And we did a show together at a club here in town. Well, it's a restaurant, really, called Barefoot, which is actually right behind my studio, so I can walk. But we did a show there, and she did like a set by herself, and then we did a set together. No, then I did my set, I think, and then we did a set together. And she did like piano and vocal. I did a guitar and vocal. And man, what a blast! But again, we sequenced the song very, very carefully. But she does so many interesting interpretations of songs that you wouldn't expect from her, and she just really knows how to make a song her own, which I think is great. I think someone that knows how to make a song their own is really more valuable than someone that has 5 doctorates about, you know, in music or something like that. I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, education is important. I like it. I love it. I love to learn for its own sake. But she has a talent that, you know, a lot of people don't have, even very, very smart people. And so the way she makes these songs her own is really, really awesome. And I kind of feel like, and, you know, I'm sure there are people that will disagree with me, but I feel like when you play a live situation, you either need to play the song exactly like the record, if you're trying to entertain people, or you need to make it your own so that it's unique and different and not anything like the record. And I tend to swing towards the latter, but I just think because why would you want to hear a poor copy of? I mean, when you're playing against just pick your favorite artist. When you're playing against Journey or Led Zeppelin or the Beatles, I mean, why would you want to try and sound like that album? I mean, that just seems to me you're setting yourself up for failure. So I would rather that song and give it the Joey Stuckey treatment and make it my song that is, they wrote it obviously, but I'm interpreting it, which is one of the great things about pop music, because people tend not to be tied to the page, whereas classical music, in many instances, it's kind of cool in the sense that the guy that wrote it in the 1500s, you're still playing it essentially as he interpreted it. So you're able to recapture that period in sort of a, time machine kind of way. But you're not really open to much interpretation in the traditional sort of way we approach classical. But anyway.
Well, there were a few classical songs. Discoed up in the 80s, but you know what I'm talking about. But that was fun. Okay, so listen, get on to making music. This started last year. I'm going to give this to the people real quick. This is something that you had a vision for. In fact, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about it later, exactly where your vision came from and what you had to do to get Macon to put this. You are the official music ambassador of Macon. Macon is well known for legendary musicians, and yet you were saying that there are still so many great musicians, so much great music being made in Macon, Georgia, and you wanted to put it out there. And one of the so we're playing songs. We did Macon Music Volume 1 last year. Such a popular episode of Madame Perry's Salon. And thank you for bringing them back here again this year. And you know what? I had kind of a rundown sheet in order, but I think I'm going to go by the first band that shows up and play them first. And you know what? I don't know if you noticed, Joey, but the beaded curtains parted just a minute ago. They were very, very quiet. But
I thought I smelled something.
No, Joey. I think that was some food they brought in. They were finishing up their lunch. I want to welcome this band to come on inside here in Madame Perry's Salon and find a nice place to sit down. I think you are all members, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just looking at you, of the Muddle Georgia Band.
That's us.
Well, hey, come
on
in.
We're on the radio. Well, thank you. It's a very comfortable sofa you have.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. Yeah, some people say, see, you didn't think the inside of a genie's bottle would hold so many people and the beaded curtains and all that.
Yeah, it's much larger on the inside than I expected.
Okay. Well, I am so delighted to have you here. Now, Muddle Georgia Band, you've got several members. And so would you just go ahead and introduce yourself and the other band members, just introduce yourselves, please.
Sure, I'll introduce myself and just pass it around. My name is Ron Williams, and I'm Dean of Arts and Sciences at Middle Georgia State University.
I'm Alan Clark. I'm Director of Bands at Middle Georgia State.
Well, good evening. I'm Pam Bedwell, and I'm Vice Provost of Academic Affairs.
I'm Tisha Sill, and I'm Professor of Music.
I'm Chris Blake, and I'm the President at Middle Georgia.
And that's all we have here with us today. The rest couldn't make it inside the bottle.
All right. And who was the person just before Chris?
Tish Simmerall.
Oh, okay. Tish, yeah. How you doing? To have you here.
I'm
You've
great.
Good. I know your name. So you guys are here, and I am so happy to have you here at Madame Perry Salon. So happy to hear you on Making Music CD. Now, as you were saying, apparently, if all of you, I guess you couldn't all be on the radio because you all work at Middle Georgia State University. So it's pretty much if you're
That's
all
correct.
Here in Madame Perry Salon, I don't know who's minding the school over there, but.
We're shut down for the night.
Oh, how lovely. That's good. So, of course, you recognize over here, he has his own special seat here in Madame Perry Salon, our dear friend Joey Stuckey.
Yeah, hi, Joey.
Hey guys, I must tell you while I have the opportunity, your song was one of my favorites to work on, and it's so cleverly written. And Alan, of course, is an old friend of mine, and we work together a lot on music projects for the school, and he is an incredible teacher and band director, and just really really talented. And but I love this song so much, and my favorite line I want you to be listening for when you play the song, Jennifer, is just another fool covered in aluminum foil. That line cracks me up constantly. I love it.
Yeah, although Joey, they pronounce it wrong. It's not aluminum, it's aluminium. So
aluminium,
we'll
you are correct,
that.
Sir.
We were just talking about the Brit thing. Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, you know, we've never really produced much good music, so I'm here learning.
That's what's called
okay.
diplomacy.
Indeed.
That's what we're paying for.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just waiting for my cut somewhere along the line. So, since you're here, if you guys have a moment, why don't we go ahead and play your songs? And I've got a couple of more things I want to ask you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Good. And so we're going to play. Am I pronouncing the name correctly, Muddle Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, good. His song is called Sad Stories, Muddle Georgia Band, from Making Music Volume 2.
Bring me.
like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, since you are all, you know, professors of the music department and so forth, I know you're a little concerned about how the song, how the recordings and the song may sound here. I know they sound a little bit, a little muddled, a little watery, a little strange when you listen to them here and live on Blog Talk Radio, but trust me, and Joey will tell you this too, once they get out, when you play through the replay, it won't sound like that. It'll be much worse. So, no, it won't be worse. It just sounds that way in here. You know, haven't you ever had a gig or like when you're setting up for a gig or especially a corporate job and you're doing sound check, doing everything, and there's always somebody that's going to come up to you and goes, is that how it's going to sound tonight when you do, you know, it's like there's always somebody that comes up like, are y'all going to play any good songs? And I remember I had a bass player just turn when he said, when the guy comes up at the corporate event, you know, one of the employees that we were playing for, is it going to sound like that? The guy goes, oh, no, it'll be much worse, trust me. You know, it's like, it's always, it's everybody's got, you know, one funny person everybody in the band that's got an answer for everything. Same guy at a different gig said, somebody said, are y'all going to play anything good next set? Well, we thought about play about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes of crap. Then we might play something good. So stick around, you know. So in your band, who's the person that always has a quick, witty repartee like that? Which one is it? Is it you, Ron? Who?
No, it's Dr. Blake. No. President Blake. He's the witty one of the bunch.
No. Just that old British, you know, invasion bit, that's run its course now. No, the Ron here, he's the guy that's keeping it moving forward.
All right. So do you guys play live out anywhere that I can see? I mean, I know you got a big it looks like a fairly large group, but are you out where, do you play out where people can see you? Could I drive to Macon and see you somewhere? Or?
We play a lot for, we kind of consider ourselves like the house band for Middle Georgia State University. So we play a lot of gigs on campus, and we've had groups that come on campus. So we played for the Chamber of Commerce and people like that. So yeah, we're mm-hmm. I guess our next gig will be in Dublin at this point, at our campus in Dublin.
Yeah, we've made it to the Dublin St. Patrick's Day Festival, so we're going to be part of those glorious Irish celebrations, and we're happy to do that. So we kind of play around the region, and you know, we're whoever wants us, we'll get the instruments out and play.
But we have to be home by 9:30 because we all have day jobs.
Yeah,
and we're all old. So 9:30 is it. That's when it really does turn to crap.
All right. I got you there. Okay, well, I'll make sure if I bring you up here into Atlanta, I'll make sure that I have you out at a decent time if it's on a school night. So,
well, I'm going to go cut out. Thank you.
The long drive home to Macon, probably need a bit. Pack up by about 8 p.m.
I was living in Asheville, North Carolina, and we had like a gig once a month, my husband and I, playing in Charlotte. So yeah, that was like a long drive. And then, of course, on the way back, because it was almost 3 hours, on the way back, of course, it's like, what, 1 or 2 a.m., and my husband said, talk to me, don't fall asleep, talk to me so I'll stay awake. So I try to ask open-ended questions to make him think and answer, so I come up with all kind of, what'd you ask me that for? You know, why do you want to know that? I go, I'm just trying to keep you awake, baby. So, yeah. Well, you know, well, you can all stay at the house here. That'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
So you got
in
a lot
the bottle.
Going.
Plenty of room in this bottle.
Yes, of course. Lots of cushions here. And recently we had a couple suspense authors from one Colorado and actually one from Reno, and they left some snacks and food in here. So a lot of the people that come in go, okay, Brett Wright and Rick Cornell, do they have any burritos or anything left in here? So you never know. People just leave. It's good. It's good. It works. I know you have a lot of... Oh, Christopher. Pardon?
I said, what more does the person need? Old burritos, couch cushions, and a guitar.
There you go. See,
there's a song
in
there somewhere. Yeah, there's a song in that answer. You should, that should be patent pending.
That should be your next hit,
you know,
right there.
I will have it done for you on Monday.
I'm ready.
I think if nobody else calls in, we should have to go ahead and start it like an improv group, you know, go ahead. Okay, burritos, and one more thing. Christopher, where are you from, Christopher? What part of the UK?
Actually from Moultrie, Georgia. No, I lie. I'm from London. And therefore, you know, don't have any Liverpool or any of that connection musically, but from London, and I've been over here for about 20 years.
Okay, all right. Moultrie, really? You said Dublin.
I've never actually heard of London, but it does have quite a good music scene. And actually quite a few Irish bands there, increasingly, oddly.
Well, if you like that sort of thing, you'll usually find that sort of thing that you'll like or enjoy. So, tell me about the the music program you have there. And I think you've also got some news about a new degree as well. So, anybody want to take this?
Yeah, we're working on creating a new music degree, and it's actually a bit different from most of the things you run into. And I think I'll let Alan talk a little bit about the degree and how it's different.
Well, the music industry, one of the main missions of the university is to train people to be able to succeed in industry and in society in our region here in Middle Georgia. And we looked at, the music department looked at that as a challenge because traditionally most music schools produce either an applied music degree, which is playing or singing, you know, your voice or your instrument, or a music education degree. And what we're looking at is something more aligned with where the music industry has gone in this country over the last 50 years with popular music and also with religious music, training our students to be able to be successful directors and teachers in the church music scene, gospel music, contemporary Christian worship, or as well as the traditional, traditional applied music thing, or in other areas of music industry, music technology, writing, arranging, things like that. So we're trying to make it a comprehensive musicianship degree, contemporary comprehensive versus just your traditional music ed or applied music.
Okay, that's fantastic. So have you already, now is it still in the planning stages, or are people able to go for that now, or do you have it?
Right now we're in the process of proposing this. Every new degree that comes online in the University System of Georgia has to be approved through the University System in Atlanta, and we're in the process right now of preparing our the final preparations on our package to go to Atlanta. In fact, I think we have a conference call coming up in the next week or so where we'll discuss that with the University System and what the package needs to contain to be complete. So we're in the negotiation stage, I guess, would be the best answer.
Yeah, we're hoping to start it this coming fall.
And then hopefully our graduates can take over and actually provide some youth and vitality into this otherwise incredibly senile band.
Well, yeah, that's worth thinking about while you still can. And we, I know recently I was talking to
before Alzheimer's sets in.
Yeah, exactly.
We can remember what we did anyway.
I don't know what it was, but there was something we were going to do. Yeah, I was talking to a few folks who work in academia not long ago who explained to me, and I wasn't aware of this, that when you do this, when you do put this course up to, or when you want to have offer a certain major or a degree, that what is the board, or was it the Board of Regents, will only allow so many schools to have a certain degree. Like if this college has one, that one can't, or was it some kind of...
Correct. They avoid duplication.
Why? I don't know why.
I think we've got a product here that's different, and it's going to appeal. It's about contemporary music. It's not, you know, a classical musical degree, and there's a place for that. You know, because in this part of the world, music has had such a rich vibrancy within culture, and I think we can do something well at Middle Georgia State to make that happen.
Macon's a perfect home for it.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And if you send me, too, if you send me like your website links and so forth, I will add those to the add those here on Madame Perry Salon on the show here, the show page on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on the Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm so happy to have you here. Can't wait to hear you again. Ron Williams, Alan Clark, Pam Bedwell, Tisha Simmerall, Christopher Blake, I am just thrilled to have you here. And I'm going to keep that song to play in other shows, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, right. Well, thank you very much.
All right,
thank
well,
you.
And
thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Happy Festivus, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and everything to you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Oh, I like them.
They are fantastic people. They really, really
are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good musicians, but they're very interesting people, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great things about producing music is that you get to meet so many incredible people. And there's lots of science that backs up the idea that even if you're just a hobbyist musician, that people that play music have increased cognitive function. So I find that some of those witty and entertaining people I know at least play music in some form. But I just know, I mean, all those people are so talented and so nice, and they were so easy to work with. And it was a joy to get the record, to record those guys. And I just think, it's cool. They have a very large band, as you say. Ron, you will hear playing acoustic guitar and singing on this track, singing backup vocals. Alan was the sax player, and I believe they were also joined by the female vocalist who was the actual. If I'm not, I may have this wrong, but I think I'm right. I believe she wrote that song. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. And then I know the president there, our friend who claims to be from Moultrie, he was playing bass. And so I know, I know I'm forgetting some people, but they also have a second electric guitar player, and then Neil Rigoli plays piano and organ. You would have heard that. And there were so many people in the band. I may be forgetting somebody, but they are just fantastic people and really great educators as well. So it's just a joy to work with them, and they're great folks.
Okay, I like it. Well, since we're here, I was hoping more of the artists would be calling in, but we're just going to go through and play the songs, and I think I'm going to go with, here's a band whose name, the name of the band sounds like, I think it sounds like a story of my life. Rewind, retry. Rewind, retry. And the song is B minor. Here we go.
Oh, to work late. I've been fighting for that overtime pay. There's things that I've been wanting, just can't wait. Tell myself someday I'll have everything. There's destinations far away where I'd like to go someday, and branches that I'd like to add to my old family tree. I just can't wait. Oh, I just can't wait. Choices I would have never made before, exchanging late nights for the keys to some store. I'll cancel cable, eat out less, and work out more, if it means someday I'll have everything. There's destinations far away where I'd like to go someday, and branches that I'd like to add to my old family tree. I just can't wait. Oh, I just can't wait.
Josh Graff, the song Someday. And before that, Rewind, Retry with B Minor. Yeah, Joey, I couldn't resist putting two back to back.
I'm glad you did. I will have to tell you, I'm so glad you made a mistake with the Rewind, Retry band, because I have a hard time saying that as well. I thought I was just messed up, but I'm glad that it's not just me. But, you know, they're both excellent artist, and I'd like to brag on one of the guys on the Rewind Retry band is a man named Griffin Verstig, and he was one of the guys who was behind the camera and did the editing and all that kind of stuff of the Studio 41 show that I did for so long. So he's an old friend and did a great job, and he was the lead vocalist and acoustic guitar player. And that whole band is just really fantastic. I believe their bass player, whose name eludes me at the moment, but he lives in Atlanta and comes down to play with those guys wherever they play. But they're really fantastic young band. And,
I know the go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Josh. Josh's thing that you may want to know about that is that he played all the guitars and all the bass and sang. And he had a friend come in and play drums with him. And interestingly, the friend that came in to play drums with him was also on the previous Making Music CD. And he was playing drums at that time with Tash and the Boys. So kind of an alumni, if you will. But that whole song was just really great. And I understand that Josh had written that song after he'd actually, he wrote it after he had won his slot on the Making Music CD, and so it was a pretty new track, and boy, it sounded great.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. So yeah, that's not a just like last time, there's not a clunker in the bunch. You know, everything
just so talented. And they all, you know, honestly, they all deserve their spots. And, you know, a lot of people say to me, how did you pick those guys? Whatever. I didn't. I purposely, you know, decided not to judge any of the entries. I didn't want to be part of any of that because there's always this idea of, you know, if you're the guy producing the record, you're also the guy judging, that there's this idea of collusion, you know, that kind of thing. And I didn't want to have any of that. Not that I would have done that, but, you know, people are crazy. So I let someone else do the judging. But I got to tell you, man, I if I had wanted to pick better people, I mean, it just amazes me, you know, the talent that's out there. And, you know, some of these guys I knew and some of them I didn't. And so I had someone who's made it their business to support making music since I got in the business. I was in terrestrial radio for a long, long time, did a lot of local music shows here on the radio and everything else, and used to write articles for some of the papers and all that stuff. So I've been, you know, made it my business to support local talent, and there's a lot of these guys I didn't know. So it's just incredible how much talent there is out there.
No kidding. Just lots. And I'm going to go ahead and play a couple more cuts. But right now, if you just tuned in, we're listening to Joey Stuckey, producer, musician, owner of Shadow Sound Studios, talking about this is the Making Music Volume 2 CD. Several different artists, hundreds of artists competed to get a slot on the CD. And we're playing the winner tonight, but my gosh, I don't see, I do not envy the people that choose the winners, because this is the winner. There's got to be so many more that were difficult decisions to make.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing. I mean, there's only 10 slots to give away. And so it's really hard. I mean, that's another reason I didn't want to do it is I didn't want to have to make the call. That's a hard call to make when you're like, these songs are equally good. You know, how do I pick? Who do I pick? And I mean, it's tough because I've had to make those decisions before.
Well, I don't see when you would have time anyway, Joey. But now, if you're listening live, a little bit later or sometime during the show, hopefully very soon, we're going to get a call from a couple of the artists. One, Gloria Stanley, she's going to call in. We're going to play her song after we speak with her. And T. Shane from Some Kids, I believe, is calling in as well. So we're going to hold their songs so we get to talk with them. Right now, I think I'm going to play Michael Leverett, Mulgee Flow. Thank you.
Don't you look at me that way, like I'm the reason you can't say her name. It's not my fault. Don't you come to me again, knowing fully we can't be more than friends.
Sophie Lavelle. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Joey? Sophie.
I should probably be smacked for saying this, but I think she says, I don't know. My screen reader reads it as LaVey, so I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Right. Okay.
But let's assume that Lavelle's correct.
All right.
Or we could just call her Sophie.
Sophie, that's an interesting song. I'm trying to figure out where she reminds me of what her influences were, and I started to think of Sinead O'Connor, but
that's nothing. I can totally see where you're coming from. I'll tell you about Sophie. I met her first because I had the band she was in, Boots and Cats, on my TV show Studio 41, and then after that she became a student of mine in my music technology class that I teach at Mercer University. And so she was a student of mine, and then I encouraged her to submit to the Making Music CD competition, and she won. And so she won a slot, and she's really talented, and she's actually interning with me this coming January, so next year, but she's interning with me at the studio, so she'll be one of my interns. And she's just she's fabulous. She plays piano and she sings, and you can hear what an incredibly strong voice she has and how powerful it is. And she's a great, does really great harmonies. And one of the kind of fun things for me is that, you know, she let me play all the instruments, which is, I always love doing that. So I got to play everything on the track except obviously the vocals. And I really appreciated her sort of – initially I had thought about her – when I heard her demo, I had thought about going a little more electronic with the music. And she said, no, I really want it to be more organic sounding than that. And I said, okay. So we sort of switched gears and went more organic. But I really appreciate her giving me two things that I really wanted. And one was that bridge section, which was very orchestral. And I really liked the string section of that and enjoyed kind of putting that together. And then she also allowed me to leave my augmented 11th in the last chord of the song, which I enjoyed. I liked that little piece of dissonance. So I appreciate her being so sweet to me about that. Let me get my way.
Oh, I like it. And before that, the song, Volga Flow. And let me check.
Yeah, man,
the...
let me tell you about Michael. Michael so
Levin.
Cool. You know, you know, I've got a grand piano in my studio now, and I've had one for about a year, I guess, or maybe 18 months. And it was so good that I had that because I wanted an instrument that was expressive, that was capable of bringing through all the different tones and complexities and subtleties of the playing. Now, one interesting thing about his piano playing is that he is a sort of an improvisational pianist. So that song was basically improvised live, and we recorded, you know, several different takes of it and then picked the one we liked the best, and he wrote it essentially and named it right there at the session. And so really, really interesting. So it was a lot of fun to produce. Yeah, it was so much fun to sort of watch it evolve. And he has a really sweet wife and daughter that actually came with him to the studio. And I mean, you know, when you're hiring my studio, you can bring anybody you want. But I find that typically bringing in people that are not actually working on the project, you know, participating in some constructive way, like, you know, playing an instrument or paying the check. I tend to find that that's not helpful, but his family is absolutely delightful, and they are so close and so wonderful. It reminds me of my family and how close we are and how much time we like to spend together. And they were absolutely fantastic and his, you know, biggest cheerleader. And just really, I think they helped him sit there and name it and they take, and it was a blast. They were absolutely fantastic people. So it was really, really cool. But I just, that song was so cool. And it's such a unique vibe for the CD. I mean, the CD is multi-genre, so you could be any kind of style of music that you wanted. And as we've heard tonight, you know, there's a lot of different sounds that's coming from Volume 2 and also, of course, came from Volume 1. But his song is the last track on the album because, again, we talked about that idea earlier about sequencing and telling a story and getting from point A to point B. And so I just think the way the songs fit, his song being the last one was just the right way to end it. Just a beautiful piece of music that really sort of took it all home.
Well, I am going to play a couple more. I'm still hoping that Gloria Stanley and also some kids will call in and tell us about their song.
If they don't
believe
me, I see them spankings all around.
All around. And not in a good way. So what I'm going to play, I'm going to hold their song to the last just in case. So I'm going to play, who have I not played yet? Josh Garner, The One That Did Not Follow. Let's put that in now.
And so I walked to her place to see what's going on. Because I have come home for the first in so long. And as I walk to the door, pleasant surprises inside, she sings, "Where the hell have you been for the last 3 years? hard getting by with you not here, then I said, where were you when you said you'd follow? Rain or snow, you said you'd go, but look where you are now. So she said, come inside and see, and see. And when we sat down, she gave a look at me. Why do you look so different from before? And I said, wouldn't it be nice? Scars healed like they should. Where the hell have you been for the last 3 years? It's been so hard getting by with you not here, then I said, where were you when you said you'd follow? Rain or snow, you said you'd go, but look where you are now. Doing this together till that day we fell apart. Been telling myself it's all inside my head, even though she left you in the dark, and now she is gone. She is wondering, why is it like this? Just remember, you're the one who didn't follow me home. Whoa. Me home. Whoa.
What? corner, every day's the same. He's always out there just begging for change. With a sign that read, "Can you spare me a dime?" I said, "Go man, get yourself a job and quit wasting my time." He said, "Before you point your finger at me, are you too blind to see? I've been up, I've been down.
What a-
All right. That was Gringo Grande with a song called Montana. I like that. Before that, we heard Swain and the Highway Souls and the song All I Need. Another good one. Like I said, there's never, ever, ever. I don't even the judges. I know I keep saying that, but these are all good songs. And before that, it was Josh Garner and The One That Did Not Follow. So three more. Well, Joey, we've only got two more songs left on this Make a Music CD, and we were hoping their artists would call in, the Gloria Stanley and some kids. But, Joey, are you still with me, or did you fall asleep yet?
I am. I'm right here. Yes, I'm here.
Listen, I had gotten a couple of messages from people listening, and one of them was your friend and mine, Kenya Colbert. You know, she hosts a show called Everything Relationships here on Blog Talk Radio. And you know Kenya.
Oh, yes. Kenya's great. Yeah.
She is. And so she reposted this on Facebook for tonight, and she was just saying, yeah, I'm just enjoying listening to the show and all the great making artists. And so thank you for promoting this on Facebook, Kenya. And
yeah,
she
thanks
just
a lot,
said,
Kenya. We appreciate it. She's such a good girl.
She is wonderful. She's a wonderful woman. I am lucky to have her for a friend.
You are.
And I know. I'm the luckiest girl of what? And I got you and the Make a Music people. I said,
That's right. And money will get you everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Money will get you everywhere. You're darn skippy.
That's right.
That's what they tell me. That's what the big girls tell me.
That's right.
So, anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and play Some Kids, Our Kind. And then hopefully by then we may have heard from Gloria Stanley. And
That sounds great, and I really appreciate you playing these guys. And this is a great song, and I decided to use this song, actually the first song on the album, because it has such a really great rock and feel, and you want to start things off on a high note. And so that's a really cool tune that they have here.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Some Kids, Our Kind.
We lost our touch again. We took our time.
We're going in and out again.
Regret a lot of things, especially
not giving it my everything.
Just our time.
in love with me. Together we'll always be loving each other right, kissing and hugging all so tight. We say that our love is strong, but honey, there's one thing wrong. You are a married man, wedding band on your hand. Just happy, me loving you, you loving me, never again. Me loving you, you loving me, goodbye my friend. It just can't be this. Me loving you, me loving you, not under this condition, really. Love should never be. Somebody rescue me from falling in love, from falling in love too deep. Again, you've done gone and lied. Never apologize for your dishonesty. You won't make me cry. I know you do care, but I just can't bear me loving you, me loving me, never again. Me loving you, me loving me, goodbye my friend. Then it dawned on me that this love won't last, leave it in the past. Face reality and just move on. Part of your deceptive game. You say you love to play foolish games every day. Oh, I know you do care, but I just can't help me loving you, you loving me, never again. Me loving you, you loving me, goodbye. Never again. Me loving you, you loving me. Me loving you, you loving me. Never again. Me loving you, you loving me. Me loving you, you loving me. Never again.
And that's what I call a touch of greatness with Gloria Stanley and her song Never Again. And just before that was Some Kids and Our Kind. Joey Stuckey, it's going to be another great. Where can people get their own copy of this Making Music Volume 2 CD?
Well, there are plenty of CDs floating around town at different places. But the best thing you could do, and remember, these are all free. So it won't cost you a dime. You can still get Volume 1 as well, which I highly recommend.
They're free,
people. Yeah, free. I mean, absolutely. If you go to www.newtownmacon.com/music, you will see it right there on their webpage. And, again, you've got the Volume 1, which is 8 tracks, and Volume 2, which is 10 tracks, all totally free of charge. And, again, it's newtownmacon.com/music.
Okay.
If for some reason you forget the slash music and just get the newtownmacon.com, you can search their homepage for it, but it's a little harder to find. But just going to newtownmacon.com will also get you there. But if you do newtownmacon.com/music, you'll be able to find it real easy. And there are several great things out there on it. If you are live in Macon or want to know more about Macon, there's a wonderful website that I write for called gatewaymacon.com, and there's article on there about the CD. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's,
good.
That's
so I'll also have those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll put the links on there too. Also, Kenya, I was trying to think who Gloria Stanley. She just brings back so much good music that I've heard, that I've loved. And Kenya says, she said, this song sounds like a little bit like a early Tina Turner.
I can see that. I can totally see that. That's a great man. I mean, and what an honor to be compared. Gloria is a fantastic singer, and the thing I like about her so much is her passion for music. She also writes poetry, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, she may have written, a children's book, but I know she's a prolific writer, and lived in Atlanta for a good little while and was part of the Georgia Music Industry Association for a while, was served on their board of direct, I guess their board of, I guess not directors, the board of officers for a while as well. So I knew her, you know, from that, because I've done several things with GMIA in the past and still love those guys a lot, and don't get up to Atlanta as much as I should to see everybody. But yeah, Gloria is really just, she's just so passionate about it. And again, she was an artist that let me, I played all the instruments for her record, and really she just let me sort of do whatever I wanted to do and enjoyed it and let me have, you know, let me have fun. And you can hear in places as the end of the song progresses, I kind of get more rambunctious with some of the drum parts and some of the like that. Yeah. But just to have fun. But her, she's got such a wonderful attitude and such a great presence. And on the mix on that song, I mean, her vocal is supposed to be the big thing, and I put it out front and center because I just really feel like, and I've always been someone that mixes vocals, up front. Some people mix them a little further back in the band. Some people mix them more up front. I'm a little bit more up front. That's certainly more the Nashville way of doing things. I just think lyrics are so important that I don't want to do, like some of the early REM records, you're like, what is he saying? What is he saying? You can't understand some Michael Stipe lyrics. So that's the example of mixing vocals kind of in the back, but I mix them more up front. But her voice is so powerful and great, and she just really took to it like a champ and just did a great job, and really fun. And all the artists are so great. Some kids, like I said, they had so much energy and fun and youth in their sound that I wanted to start the record off with them. And earlier, of course, we had Slaying the Highway Souls, and we had Gringo Grande, and those guys are a little bit more of kind of what you expect to hear from Macon, Georgia, which is music with a real southern roots to it. But Macon certainly can do any style of music that it wants, from jazz to hip hop to rock, country, and there's a lot of different genres out there. But they're a little bit more of what you expect to hear from down here, and they represent us quite well. I really appreciate it. And the young man, Josh, that you played earlier with the song, that song that was just acoustic guitar and vocal, he's really great. And he actually is – he's 16 years old at the time of recording that. And he's really, really serious and dedicated to his craft. And it reminds me of what I was at that age. I was just so serious and just was obsessed with music every waking moment, and I haven't really changed that much.
You remember that far back, Joey?
Well, it's fuzzy.
Listen, I just want to go again. Everyone here is a stellar performance, a stellar production. And I commend you for the production work that you did on this. You took the great talent and the great songs, and you made them. You put your own Joey Stuckey magic there at your studio, Shadow Sound Studios, and I know you took a. I know that's a lot of work too from you and your studio. And by the way, folks, if you need to record, whether you're going to record music or if you've got a book and want to make an audio book, because Joey and I both love audio books, go to Shadow Sound Studios in Macon. Check out Joey Stuckey, Shadow Sound Studios, for your next project. You will be happy you did. And when you do that, then you come to see me and take my Promote This DIY Publicity for Musicians webinar, and I'll teach you how to promote your own self. So I'm going to go through and name all the artists. This is not in the order that we played them. This is just the order I've got them stacked up here. Swain and the Highway Souls, All I Need. Sophie Lavelle, Lies We Tell. Some Kids, Our Kind. Here we go. Rewind, Retry, B Minor. Muddle Georgia Band, Sad Stories. Michael Leverett, The Okmulgee Flow. Josh Graff, Someday. Josh Garner, The One That Did Not Follow. Gringo Grande, Montana. Gloria Stanley, Never Again. Gloria Stanley, A Touch of Greatness. I think that's the tagline that you always hear associated with her name. And Joey Stuckey, glad to have you here. Can't wait till next year. And I know you'll be back on the show probably about March or April with a new project, I believe.
I will be here anytime you tell me to.
oh, thank you. All right, Joey, you're a sweetheart. I love you. And so everybody, visit NewtownMaker.com. It's free, and it's good. And we love you too, Joey. And thank you so very much for being here once again. Also, we were talking to we were hoping we'd hear from Kim Meeks too, but I don't know what that gal's up to. She could be getting ready to go on a bigger tour. But anyway, thanks for – and remember, next week, Tuesday night, Simon Wood, our former race car driver and current suspense author, and Wednesday night, Harvey J. K., author of The Fight for the Four Freedoms, and Historia.